Well, friends, our subject is Zion and Jerusalem, and this has been such a blessed study for us. We're going to start with looking at the theme text, the context of it, verse 1 in Micah 4 and Isaiah 2, verse 2. These texts, by the way, the passages are almost identical. There are some differences. But this passage points to the time when mankind's attention will be turned to the millennial government, the kingdom of Christ, and how all people will be brought forward to, they will come to that kingdom for the righteousness government that will then be in place at that time. It's rather beautiful, friends. Psalm 110, verse 3 says, "Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power." This is just after the time of trouble has ended. And they'll be willing in that day of power. They'll be looking for answers to what happened. They'll be trying to understand human history, the experience of evil that they have just gone through. They will be looking for, they have been looking for the golden age pretty frustratingly through the current governments of the earth. Zephaniah 3:8-9 expresses it well, that the Lord rises up to the prey. The nations are gathered. His anger against sin is poured out against them. And the earth would be devoured with the fire of his jealousy. Really, it's a fire of zeal to bring mankind back to his fellowship, to communion with him. And so to that end, in verse 9, he turns the people to a pure language that they all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. And brethren, this gathering is quite interesting because it's a gathering to trouble. It's rather fascinating that today men look to Israel. There's more news out of Israel than just about any other country across the world. It's like mankind's attention is being predisposed to look toward the blessings that are going to come from the hand of the Christ and from his earthly representatives. Our theme text in verses 2 and 3 confirms this again. Many people will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us concerning his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." And here's where that scripture about the people being willing in the day of his power, they will be desiring lessons necessary to live in that golden age promised to them. And here we find in the last portion, the law going forth from Zion and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, we find two aspects to that government that will be in the glorious reign of the kingdom. Zion, which will represent the spiritual phase of the kingdom, which really this is the Christ, the new Jerusalem coming down from out of heaven. And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem would be represented in those faithful men of old, those ancient worthies who receive a better resurrection, and they will come so well prepared to help mankind in that glorious aspect of the kingdom. Now, this first portion of the Zion class, the spiritual phase of the kingdom, Colossians 3:4 tells us when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, or King James says, shall appear, then shall you also be revealed or appear with him in glory. Now, this isn't a literal, you know, seeing of glory, brethren, but mankind's eyes will grasp that there has been a change in earth's affairs and that an unseen power is taking control of the earth. And the ancient worthies will be the ones able to explain this class. Galatians 3:26-29 confirms to us that the church are sons of God through faith in Christ. All who are baptized into Christ's death have fully put him on, have been conformed to his character. And brethren, isn't this a wonderful phrase? If you belong to Christ, if you are Christ, then you Abraham's seed, her offspring, and heirs according to the promise. That means being part of the great blesser and restorer for mankind. Now, Jesus told us, it's pretty amazing. He told us that in the kingdom, not that he would be seen, but he refers to seeing Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we find this, brethren, in two accounts. One is in Luke 13, verses 24 to 30. The other is in Matthew 8, verses 10 to 12. And Jesus actually talks to two different classes in these two passages, but he says pretty much the same thing. You'll see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. And then he says, they will come from east and west, from north and south, and will recline at the table in the kingdom of God. Now, that's fascinating, brethren. Here, all these people coming and looking to Jerusalem, this is a confirmation. From east and west, from north and south, they will come. Now, in Luke 13, Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees, and he tells them they will be cast out. They will not be the leaders in the kingdom. It will be Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Matthew account's pretty fascinating because Jesus is speaking to the centurion, a centurion who has shown great faith that Jesus can heal his servant. And Jesus says, I have not found such great faith with anyone in Israel. So here he tells a Gentile about the kingdom, that he will see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom, that their ministry of the ancient worthies won't be just for the nation of Israel, but it will be for all mankind. And brethren, there's a wonderful scripture in the Hebrew text. It's Isaiah 1:26. It says, I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Now, brethren, we believe that is a reference to Jerusalem when the ancient worthies appear.